Welcome to Open Mind 365. What if 500 years ago someone changed the narrative in our lives? Sitting here right now, would you realize it? What if the new narratives being designed today are no better than the old? We all buy into the dogma presented to us because we just don't know any different. We've bought into it so much that it has affected our well-being to the point many of us struggle with depression, anxiety, extreme cases of hiding, poor eating habits, poor judgment, confusion, violence, and undeniable cases of victimhood. We don't know that there's a way to overcome it, so this buy-in causes a lot of us to drift through our days. We think there isn't anything we can do to improve, so we keep drifting day in and day out. I know we become the best versions of ourselves when we stay open to listening and accepting different ideas, concepts, or explanations. Just because it was never explained or done that way in the past doesn't mean it can't be done or understood differently now. We will review various ways to grow and develop our personal and professional lives. We all could benefit from keeping an open mind 365 days a year. So welcome to Open Mind 365. Zig Ziglar, a well-known author, master salesman, and motivational speaker, once said, "You don't build a business, you build people, and people build the business." If you think you may want to own your own company, it's important to learn as much about people as it is to know your marketplace, product, and service. I'm sorry to break it to you, but you are not a Superman or Superwoman. Your ego needs to be set aside because everyone who starts a business realizes at one point they can't possibly do or know everything. Since the pandemic, there have been approximately 4.4 million new businesses opened in the United States. I think this is fantastic. There's so many entrepreneurs coming into the business world. We really need that. The environment has evolved so much over the last 5 years that our newest entrepreneurs are relying really on technology to provide them with the distinguishable employee traits for focusing productivity and timeliness. A new entrepreneur is looking at computerized data to decide if their staff members are valuable to the company. While I can't deny that this may be a good tool to use in supporting your decisions after a more personal determination has been made about your staff, you need to be able to meet them, build a personal relationship with them, and then use those tools to determine whether they're valuable as an overall benefit to your new company. How can you be the best employer? Well, this should go without saying, but I'll say it anyway. You must hire your staff for their ability and qualifications to be able to get the job done regardless of their race, gender, or age. Design a detailed job description so your expectations are clear and concise for everyone to understand. To be considered a great employer, you must pay well. It doesn't mean breaking the bank or even being above the industry norm. Just offer a researched and verifiably good, honest, and fair wage. Remember to document both weaknesses and the accomplishments of your staff also. And that should be done throughout the year. Be a thought leader and encourage the thoughts and opinions of your staff. Don't be too quick to shut them off. Be receptive and open. It doesn't mean you have to act on it immediately, but be open to listening. If your time is scarce, build a process where staff can share their inventive ideas with you easily. It's important to promote from within your company by taking into consideration the employee's work ethics. Your personal relationships or opinions of others should not hold any weight in your decision to promote someone. Also, invest in their education if it relates directly to your product or service. And keep your staff safe by promoting and upholding safety and health regulations. Keep the environment clean and healthy for everyone. Always keep in the back of your mind, most people inherently want to please you. They want to succeed. They want to do a good job, not only for you, but also for themselves. It can be incredibly stifling to their creativity and production if you, as the employer, are consistently approaching your staff as if they're doing something wrong because you have trouble trusting in others. Then there's the trouble of becoming too rigid. Rigidity in a work environment causes unnecessary stress. A good company culture is flowing and flexible. A few lessons in theory of emotional intelligence can boost your likability rating with your staff exponentially. Remember your employees especially your millennials, want positions they can enjoy. Lastly, you're driven to succeed. You have a hunger, a driven hunger, that takes you throughout your day at a very fast pace. Your staff does not move at that pace. When you are speaking to them, you need to slow down. Teach your staff to represent you, your company, your product, or your service with quality, integrity, and full knowledge. This training is of vital importance to your new company. Without training, there will be errors, many of which you will never see until it's too late. So take the time to teach your staff what they need to do, and then allow them to do it. Patience with others will be key to a successful end as far as training is concerned. To summarize, how to be a great entrepreneur and employer, place your ego in the closet. Put down the electronically produced performance tracking reports regularly. Build a relationship respectfully with your staff, treating them as equals, as not as if they were inferior to you. Trust they mean well until you verify they didn't. Don't be afraid to motivate, mix and mingle with them a bit. And remember, Richard Branson shared, your employees come first, not your clients. If you empower and support your team, you're building the people, and your people will build your business. Then celebrate your shared successes. Thank you for listening to Open Mind 365. The target goal is to post a couple shows a week. It will likely be every Monday and Saturday. Please be sure to subscribe to know when new episodes go live. My name is Dee Rizzo, and again, please subscribe to my podcast, and I hope you'll reach out and connect with me on any one of my social media platforms. You can find the links in the descriptions. All right, well, thanks again for listening, and ciao for now.